Assalamu alaikum, hello and welcome, dear viewers, to Spotlight Middle East. The long fractured relationship between the United States and Iran took a significant turn on Friday when President Obama and President Sheikh Hassan Rouhani became the first leaders of their countries to speak. This was the first direct communication between an Iranian and a U.S. president since Iran's Islamic Revolution of 1979. President Hassan Rouhani of Iran held a telephone conversation with President Obama on September 27, shortly before leaving New York. During this third telephone conversation, Obama and Rouhani stressed Tehran and Washington's political will to swiftly resolve any crisis or even resolve the dispute over Iran's nuclear energy program specifically, which the United States, Israel, and some of their allies falsely claim to include non-civilian components. However, in his meeting with Netanyahu, Obama said Washington will enter negotiations with Tehran with a clear eye, according to him, and emphasized that it will be in a close consultation with Israel and other friends and allies in the region during the process. To discuss these updates and about the Iranian-U.S. new diplomacy, I'm joined here by Dr. Mohsen Saleh, a researcher and a political analyst, to speak in depth about this topic. Hello and welcome, Dr. Mohsen, to Spotlight Middle East.
Thank you. Welcome to you.
Dear viewers, we will watch a report that would give us more information about today's topic. We will have a look and be right back.
The first direct talks between American and Iranian leaders since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Analysts believe that the 15-minute phone call could be enough for the U.S. to most likely lift sanctions on Iran over its nuclear energy program. Israel could be the only obstacle here. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, in a speech to the United Nations, said that peace is within reach. He also offered immediate negotiations aimed at removing any reasonable concerns. Rouhani showed in his speech the Iranian Islamic Republic's peaceful nature. However, he asked in return for the international community to recognize Iran's right to enrich uranium. And when speaking about the sanctions of Iran, Rouhani said, "These sanctions are violent, pure, and simple," adding that normal people, not political elites, ended up suffering because of them. The negative impact is not nearly limited to the intended victims of sanctions. Iran seeks to resolve problems, not to create them, adding that nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction have no place in Iran's security and defense doctrine. The question here is, would the U.S. be able to understand this peaceful nature of Iran? And would the White House be able to take decisions towards Iran without the pressure of the Israeli Zionist lobby?
Okay, Dr. Mohsen, President of the U.S. and Iranian President agreed to accelerate talks aimed at defusing this dispute over Iran's nuclear program specifically, and expressed optimism at the prospect of a reapproachment that would actually reform or transform the Middle East. How did you receive the news, actually? And of course, the report highlighted that since 1979, we haven't witnessed such a diplomacy between U.S. and Iran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First, we should really say that the issue is more complicated than we can see it.
Yes.
Second, of course, the United States always do or try to threaten the Islamic Republic in Iran from 1979 till the last days of these talks, when Obama declared overtly on the United Nations forum, saying that we should try diplomacy,
yes,
or the track of diplomacy. These signs probably are encouraging towards solving the issue that is not in an issue. The issue of the nuclear program, which I guess the Americans and the Europeans and the agent knows that, know all of them, they know that Iran is not intending to do any military or arms of nuclear nature.
So speaking about the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Yes. Okay. And also the United States, from their intelligence services, they know that Iran is of a peaceful nature in the region. But Iran has interests in the region. And there are people who believe in Iran as a pattern of peace and a pattern of defender of the oppressed people in the region. And we know that the region is full of cases and problems and dilemmas, starting from the Palestinian issue and ending up with this kind of sedition or strife inside the Muslim countries, inside and with each other.
Yes.
And the United States tried to work on this in order to propose many maps for the region, starting from the Greater Middle East to the Medium Middle East, and then to the Small Middle East, and to the New Middle East. Mm-hmm. The most important thing is the most. But I guess they failed. They failed because of two things. First of all, Iran was and still is, and we're going to be one of the superpowers in the region, mm-hmm, and is a great player because, as I said, peoples believe in Iran.
Okay.
And they really have this kind of emulation, mm-hmm, of Iranians' political trends.
In your opinion, Doctor, what are the reasons today that encouraged the U.S. to enter such a diplomacy?
That's what I was going to continue, that the U.S. failed to impose these maps on the region, starting from the Iranian position that is obstinate for this kind of new trend in the region in order to enable Israel to be the superpower in the region. Mm-hmm. Iran won't accept that and will do everything might hinder this kind of new plans or conspiracy against the peoples in the region and against the interests of the people in the region. That's why I guess peoples, the resistance, Syria, peoples in Iraq and of course in the Arab world, mostly in Egypt, in Yemen, in Bahrain, and in Lebanon, and all these places, they really, as I said, they like to cooperate with the Iranian political ideas in order to prevent such thing. That's why I guess the Americans failed in Afghanistan,
yes,
failed in Iraq, mm-hmm, failed in 2006 in Lebanon.
Yes.
That's the most important thing.
Yes, Doctor, that's here specifically, that's what I wanted to tackle. I mean, is the failure in Afghanistan and Iraq what encouraged actually the U.S. to take a new path, actually to join more countries, to have more allies in the region, to strengthen their position and preserve their image as a major power, a major country in the region? Or even
probably the peak of the losses of the United,
yes,
States is in Syria, because they failed to break the will of the regime and the allies of the regime.
So we're saying that all these factors contributed
to
the situation of weakening the American position towards Iran and the sanctions against Iran. And of course, Iran was joined by Russia and China in order also to have this big strike on the American agenda in the region. Mm-hmm. That's why the sheikhs, sheikhdoms in on the Persian Gulf, and of course some of the American allies and Israeli allies in the region are frightened now because of this situation, because they failed to do what they wanted to do to topple the regime in Syria and try to shape the future of the Syrians and try to fix a regime according to their interests, obedient to their interests, to the Saudis or to the Qataris or to the Americans, finally, because the big boss is the United States. Let's not joke for this. So now, because the United States really failed to do this, and we know that they have an economic crisis, internal crisis, and they have problem that now we have the states of the alliance of BRICS states, China, Russia, Brazil,
India. So does that mean, Doctor, that the U.S. would have never chosen this path, as in trying a new diplomacy with Iran rather than threatening of a military strike every now and then? They would have never came to that position if it wouldn't have been for their failure in Afghanistan, Iraq, their failure to achieve goals in Syria, and what you actually highlighted about the financial difficulties that the U.S. is suffering now from within.
In addition to all that, additionally, this administration know from the experience that the Bush's administration failed to give any evident demonstration that they have really discovered what's so called military advancement machines in Iraq, or nuclear, or chemical, or what's so called arms of this kind of mass destruction.
Yes.
And they lied to the people.
Okay.
And so they can't continue in this kind of forging facts or realities, and they are not there about Iran. As the foreign minister Zarif said, that the Israelis, they have been talking about Iran's close to do this nuclear bomb for six months.
They
have been saying that for 22 years. Mm. And what the 6 months never ended. Mm-hmm. So now the United States, first of all, it is weak now. It's in a situation that nobody can envy the United States. Mm-hmm. The second thing, and which is very important, they know that in Lebanon, they could not do anything to the resistance in Lebanon because of this great will of the fighters of the Islamic
Fighters. So obviously, great will led to this diplomacy.
So that's the thing, I guess.
Okay.
Iran solidly stood for its interests and its existence for 34 years, and the United States is pessimistic about this kind of influence against the Iranian interest in the region. Mm-hmm. That's why they are trying to take another way or road for
because the other road
failed to surround Iran.
The fact that they chose that path is a major reason that the other roads or the other doors to open have failed, whether when it comes to the sanctions or whether when it comes on pressuring Iran's allies.
Look, everybody is trying, everybody, and especially the United States, is trying to contain Iran.
Yes.
But they are following this trend or this track because they thought that this track might help them in containing Iran.
Allow us, Doctor, to take a short break. Dear viewers, stay tuned. Welcome back, dear viewers. Dr. Mohsen, others highlighted that it's due to Iranian strength, as we were speaking before the break. They said that many sanctions tried to collapse Iran, and because Iran stood firm in front of all these sanctions that the U.S. actually applied all the years, that's why the Iranians now become a great in a position that they can now speak of diplomacy. And that's why the U.S. now paved the way for that major, because the other doors failed, as we highlighted.
I don't think the sanctions and the
did not affect
the laws,
Iran.
It did affect, but it, not to this extent to bring Iran into its knees. No.
Yes.
Iran is a powerful country with great resources from all kinds of resources, oil, enrichment of the uraniums, energy, and they have all kinds of these minerals and they have this will, this intellect, scientific understanding, and they have, above all this, a very stable and strong state with a complementary of institutions, whether the military or the economic or the industrial. Iran is now moving towards scientifically to be one of the advanced countries in the world.
Yes.
So we are talking about a powerful country. Such sanctions, of course, it will influence in terms or on the level of the, for example, the planes, the spare parts, and the medical parts also. All these probably will affect the Iranians,
okay. But
the
Doctor,
Iranian
today
people. But not to the extent to bring, as I said, to put an end or to stop Iran from thinking of itself as a superpower in the region.
Yes.
And to put an end to the aspirations that Imam Khomeini, may peace be upon his soul, put or implanted in the minds of the Iranians to be one of these powers to protect the oppressed in the region. Mm-hmm. So they have a message in addition to their being a superpower in the region. So the Iranians cannot abandon their dream and their promises of the people.
Okay,
in
but
the
Doctor, today this diplomacy, many analysts are saying that the U.S. should take the opportunity and move on with the steps that they started, as in trying a new way with Iran. Others say that Iran are the benefactors here. Some say that the U.S. Are the ones benefiting from this diplomacy. In your opinion, who's the one gaining today?
Absolutely.
Iranians or the United States?
I guess both are gaining, but Iran is gaining more.
Why? Because
power.
That eventually will lift the sanctions?
I guess, let's be frank and simply talking. The Americans and the Westerners powers understood that Iran is taking what does she want sooner or later. So let's give Iran whatever she wants now, or what might can be given now,
in a most peaceful
before
manner.
Having a lot of losses in terms of lives and money and oil and threatening the security of Israel. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue we should concentrate on, because the Iranians cannot accept the existence of Israel in the way that the Americans and the Westerners think of this entity, of this entity in the Zionist entity. So now we are talking about probably many portfolios, many problems, or many files in the region. We are talking about the Iranian nuclear program. We are talking about the Iranian as a partner, Iran as a partner in the region.
Yes.
In the Gulf, they have their interests, they have their existence, they have their power.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Middle East also, they have this power. They have their allies, Syria, in Iraq, in Lebanon, in Bahrain, in Kuwait, in these people,
okay.
I guess, they believe in Iran. So while the Americans, they have only Israel and some of the sheikhdoms in
Persian Gulf.
In the Persian Gulf. So we have this kind of
equilibrium,
balanced power between the Americans and the symmetrical power between the Americans and the Iranians. So they, when any two powers, they fight each other or they really have this kind of high kind of conflict, they reach to a power, a kind of this symmetrical or balanced in power, they come to terms in order to talk about the common interests and what is might help in trying to give a less of losses in terms of the Americans and in terms of the Iranians.
Okay.
And I guess they have now this kind of awareness of their coexistence in the region.
Okay, Doctor. Many analysis in the region also highlighted or even spoke about what the Hebrew newspapers or even what newspapers in Israel actually Haaretz and Yedahut Ahronot, they spoke a lot about the fear that is spread among Israeli officials as a result of this U.S.-Iranian diplomacy. Today, Israel, is it that much afraid of that diplomacy that is now found between the U.S. and Iran, although we haven't seen
Israel
the results of that, Israel.
Of course, Israel now lives in a state of limbo.
Yes.
And that's why Netanyahu flew to the United States in order to discern, to try to understand what is going on.
Yes.
But I guess...
They were shocked. Many newspapers were shocked from this agreement.
I don't think they are not aware of that from long time ago. This step did not come from a vagueness or from a kind of an emptiness of the facts on the ground, and the Israelis know long time ago that the Americans have been trying to have contact or kind of engagement with the Iranians, and the Iranians refused to see something essential have been given to the Iranians.
Yes.
I mean to the people. That's why I guess now with a new phase of the Iranian administration and with this kind of heroic flexibility, let's just say, that's been talking about by the Supreme Leader and also then the new president, Sheikh Hassan Rouhani. And of course, the Iranians would like to see a kind of a new rapprochement between the United States and Iran. But on the principles of the Iranians, that's what the president said. Of course, dialogue, engagement, but according to the principles of Iran. But we should really mention here that.
But why did Iran this relationship fear the Israelis?
Iran never have any aggression against the Americans or against the Arabs or against any state from the neighboring state. But the Israelis always they are entity of aggression.
Yes, and they even threatened
several
times.
As well, the Americans as well intervene
following the landmark,
occupy here and there. But the Iranians know. That's why I guess everybody in the world knows that Iran is a peaceful. That's true, as a peaceful.
But what does it mean today when President Obama is searching or seeking a new diplomacy with Iran? What does this factor means to the Israelis? At times they are calling for a military action against Iran or even against Syria, and here Israelis, the relationship between the U.S.
There is no cause to hit or to strike.
For example, here Dr. Netanyahu called on Washington and the international community to increase pressure on Iran in light of the latest diplomacy.
Well, he will open his eyes, as he said. He will open his eyes. That's true.
Will the Israelis still be able to convince the U.S. and international community to with this factor, or it's too late now because the U.S. already chose the path?
I guess I think at least to analyze politically the situation in the United States. The United States
cannot go for war anytime. Few of the individuals, probably few percentage of the Americans, would agree with Obama to go to war in Syria or against Iran or against any place in the world. And he said it, we should give up the state of wars. And we should try to find other tracks and try to really try to enable the American economy to flourish more and prepare for
the deteriorating economy is
jobs,
holding
new jobs. Yeah, the economy is one of the great or major problems in the in the United States. But the problem with the Zionists that they have now some contacts with these with some of the Arabs who are really feel that they have been hurt or will be hurt by these negotiations, and the Americans and the Iranians might divide the interests between among them in the Gulf. And I have heard some of the Saudi journalists talking about their scary psychological and internal situation that they live now, and they have canceled the visit of President Sulaiman to Saudi Arabia because they don't want to help in try to constitute.
Yes, so therefore this diplomacy is not only affecting the Israelis, but also affecting
the
Saudis
and
the Persian Gulf countries.
And I guess whoever look at this new situation that has been hurt by this new situation, I guess they want this kind of volatile situation between the United States and Iran, and that cannot continue because there is Russian pressure, Chinese pressure on the Americans that to, well, the Iranians, they have nothing to hide in terms of their nuclear program.
Okay.
Because,
speaking
the fatwa, the religiously talking, they it's forbidden to fabricate or to do a nuclear bomb or to use it. And as also the Supreme Leader said, the leader said, and the President said, and also the Foreign Minister said, that would be a burden on us to try to make some nuclear arms or so. That's
definitely
a burden and will hurt our people, and that's not encouraging for them in order
Okay, Doctor, speaking more about how would this affect the U.S.-American relationship, the U.S.-Israeli relationship. Israeli newspapers even went as far as accusing of Obama of being, of course, especially the Huta Hrenot, they accused him of being hesitant and afraid. And that's why he chose the easiest path to diplomacy. So therefore, they are shocked and they are angry with the steps that Obama took, despite, of course, if they agree or not with the Saudis here, because the Saudis also, they've got the same stances as the Israelis.
This is a strategic and historical step. Of course, any president would be hesitant and really exposed to all kinds of criticism if he dares to continue in this track, because no president has dared to do such.
Yes, exactly.
Take such a step. But now things are on the edge, if we can say. Well, also their interests are on the edge. And the Iranians are really advancing in their situation. We know that now the resistance in Lebanon is very strong. The Israelis and the Americans could not defeat the resistance in Lebanon. And this is probably part of the Iranian power.
Yes.
Part of the Iranian power in terms of this alliance, very structural alliance between Iran and Syria and Lebanon and these, because they think they have been hurt by the American attacks against them and hostilities against them.
And that's why they're unified
umbrella. They have to work together in order to protect themselves.
Definitely.
And protect their future and their existence.
Okay, we will take a final break. Dear viewers, stay with us. We'll be right back. Doctor, are you expecting anytime soon that this relationship or this diplomacy chosen to be done with the Iranians would actually affect the Israeli-U.S. relationship? We've seen Obama in the UN General Assembly. The first statement that he said before saying his speech is that, of course, insisting on that kind of strength that joins the Israelis with the US, the US and Israel together. Does that mean that nothing will affect them? Nothing will affect that relationship, even if the US chose a new path with Iranians, unlike the will of the Israelis?
The Israelis are asking a lot, and probably the Saudis are asking a lot.
Yes.
That the United States now is not the United States probably in the 80s. The United States is, well, I have heard Kerry, Secretary of State Kerry,
yes,
talking about shrinking or trying to put very low budget for the some ministries like the defense. They say defense. Well, they the war secretary, because they want to help Israel and protect the security of Israel. Mm. What do they want more? But to prevent any diplomatic track, the Americans and the president is choosing, I guess this is a big mistake. Their security, the Israeli security, can't be made from afar.
Yes. It should be guaranteed by the US.
Well, at least they have defended them for 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
What more? Now I think Israel and some sheikhdoms in the Gulf are probably look like a burden on the shoulders of the American administration and the American diplomacy.
Mm.
Because I guess the Americans reached to the borders of Syria,
mm-hmm,
and could not choose, because he is the leader of the military military, all the body of the military,
mm-hmm,
institutions in the United States,
yes,
and he could not take the decision of hit or strike on Syria,
mm-hmm,
because there are factors, international factors, will take the United States into abyss,
mm-hmm,
take it into a very big dilemma that might not give it a chance to relive the situation of the 80s and before the 80s.
Okay.
Because the Gulf will be hit,
mm-hmm,
and stricken, and also all their interests are exposed to all kinds of
threats. Of course, we're only speaking about
and
the Saudis' stance.
Saudis and Bahrain and,
yes,
Israel.
Yes, Persian Gulf countries.
And also,
okay, but
that might inflame also the situation in the Arab world.
Mm-hmm.
The Arabs still look at the American, at America as an enemy.
Okay.
They don't,
Doctor,
look at
obviously
America.
This U.S.-Iranian partial agreement spread its toll not only on the Israelis but also on the region. In your from your perspective, how will such a partial agreement affect the Syrian crisis now? I mean,
we
at times
seen an
the
agreement.
U.S. moved from launching a military strike to a diplomacy with Iran.
Look, Farah. We haven't seen any kind of treatment now or agreement or,
mm-hmm,
this kind of new way at looking things,
okay,
at seeing things,
mm-hmm,
that let's try this kind of diplomacy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? They talk to each other.
Okay.
If they are ready, now they really met, the foreign ministers met.
Mm-hmm.
And they were encouraged by this meeting, and both talked with optimism.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess
Now they are trying, and even Kerry went to this to the extent saying that we will have agreement before 6 months. Mm-hmm. Some people and
yes.
the Iranians
speculating
talking about 6 months regarding the
nuclear program. Mm-hmm.
But Secretary Kerry said no, we are probably before this time,
okay.
because the Americans know that there is nothing to say about the nuclear program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why even there are cameras, the experts go, and all these, nuclear agency go, the international agency, they mm-hmm. go to the to Iran and look at these places, and they have really known the situation, mm-hmm. and even they have known some names that given
mm-hmm.
And should be secret.
Yes.
They have been given to
the international
to the media
Atomic
and
Energy
there
Agency.
Some people
yes.
assassinated these martyrs
okay,
in,
Dr.
In Iran.
Ahmed,
that's why the Iranians should be really suspicious about the Americans and this international agency, because they have really broke the covenant between the agency and the members in the agency.
Okay.
Because knowing such names, this is very dangerous.
Yeah, and that by itself shows a certain cooperation of the Iranians with the U.S. Dr. Ahmed, the U.N. Security Council issued a resolution demanding the elimination of Syria's chemical weapons arsenal. And also Ahmed, talks and diplomacy, a new way of tackling political issues is happening between Iranians and the U.S. Of course, we spoke about even talks to begin investigations in the nuclear, Iran's nuclear program. Will all these factors give some positive atmosphere or reflect in a positive way on the Syrian crisis? And would we find a solution to the situation, to the burning and ongoing situation over there?
We have seen a certain kind of quieting the issue.
Mm-hmm.
After Obama declared that he will go to the Congress and ask them if they
to vote.
And really at that time I said the Congress and the Senate will not vote.
Mm-hmm.
Will not vote. Even people were talking about if the Congress would give
yes.
The and I said they will not vote, because mm-hmm. if they voted yes, then they are inserting or putting the president in the corner that he has to strike, and he okay. doesn't want.
Yes.
And if they said no, then he is
they are
in
saving
a very,
him.
Very bad situation
okay.
regarding his position as mm-hmm. the president of the. They saved him, and they are saving him because he is their
yes.
their president. So now we are talking about really a new stage in the international political mm-hmm. scene. And we have also seen in the conference, in the meeting of the 20s, when they met for 20 minutes, they said Putin and Obama, the situation reached its peak, and then its climax as a novel reached its
and
climax.
It cools down.
Now it's cooling down.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama is trying to cope with the new situation,
mm-hmm.
and he is also not a dictator in the United States. There
mm-hmm.
are lobbies here and there, the Israelis and the petroleum lobby and the factories, this military factories
mm-hmm.
Lobby, and there are many lobbies, but we'll see that the United States is now not a very
yes, the doctors,
not the
superpower
that they dictate whatever mm-hmm. creeds they
okay,
want.
Okay, but doctor, in the past they said that if the Russians and the if the Russians and the U.S. actually and the Americans agreed together or reach an agreement, then of course we would have a situation in Syria being resolved. Yeah, these were speculations. We're going we're speaking about not only a Russian-American agreement, but about also about a new diplomacy used by Iran.
First, let's talk about the situation in Syria in 1 minute. The Americans and the Westerners and the money of the Arabs.
Wouldn't they be able to pressure on the Persian Gulf countries?
The petrodollar. They failed to topple the regime.
Okay.
And they brought all these takfiris into Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And these Arabs and the Americans and the Westerners, they could not influence these military groups, let's to say, or these takfiri groups.
Mm-hmm.
And also they really could not affect the program towards Geneva II. And that's why the United States, they have to go to peace talks with the Russians.
So therefore, the military
bring in the Iranians, because the Iranians were very influential in the situation.
Yes, of course.
Of course, likewise in Iraq, likewise in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Saudis and the Americans are trying to weigh Iran in order to give a kind of hope for the Lebanese to constitute a new government, a new cabinet. That's why Iran now become the major element in the political scene in the region.
Okay.
So Israelis, there is no doubt about this.
Okay, Israelis are not the only ones concerned with the apparent warming of relations between Iran and the United States. Saudi Arabia, as we highlighted, has leveled sharp criticism against U.S. President Barack Obama for conducting a phone conversation with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. What are they afraid of, too? Is it the same fears of the Israelis?
Because
they weren't expecting that, and they were calling for a military action against Syria. They were calling for a military action at one point against Iran. And now President Barack Obama, as if he actually brought them down with this movement,
you know,
or with this step.
The Israelis afraid. At the time of war now, becoming afraid, and the time of peace, they are afraid.
Okay.
The Saudis as well. They are at the war, are afraid, and at the peace, they are afraid. They wanted the situation to be a tense situation between Iran and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since the situation is taking another phase or another track, now that's why they are afraid. And I heard them, as I told you, that they will divide the region between the Iranians and the Americans. We'll have a kind of agreement about certain situation here and there, and certain steps here and there, and we'll share the interests in there.
Mm-hmm.
And where are the Saudis and the Israelis? And now the Israelis are weak. They think they have done nothing for the Palestinian issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the Americans, they feel that they have been bluffed by the Israelis. They don't want to go to talks with the Palestinians and make a solution that suits the Americans even.
Yes.
What the Americans are asking the Israelis is not really respond positively from the Israelis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I guess they have to manage their mentality to be able to understand these international changes.
Okay, and even the Saudis and the Israelis hand in hand probably, they are afraid that this new diplomacy would actually have a positive atmosphere on Syria, and therefore they will fail with the investment that they actually made inside Syria.
Yeah,
the money they funded the people, the fighters
finished,
that they sent.
This is finished.
Okay.
They should really be pessimistic about that. They should close their mind about the situation and let them leave Syria. Let them leave Syria to Iran and to Russia to the Syrians first and foremost, because this money they paid, they ruined.
Okay. Of course, you will be seeing the result of this new diplomacy used with Iran in the coming days, how it will affect the region, how it will affect Syria, and how it will affect even the Russian relationship with the rest of the countries.
Don't move to the results quickly.
Unfortunately, Doctor, we ran out of time. Thank you very much for your analysis. Dear viewers, that's all the time that we have. Thank you for watching.